The devotional for today was written by the Reverend Andy Greenhow. Sometime in the spring of 2016, John Hodgman joked on his podcast that his full-time job was thinking about the musical Hamilton, a remark that I found extremely resonant. One song I listened to on repeat was One Last Time, in which George Washington informs Alexander Hamilton that he is willingly stepping down from the presidency in order to model the peaceful transition of power. Washington's farewell address, as it is sung, dreams lofty dreams for the young American nation, including the hope that everyone will sit under their own vine and fig tree, and no one will make them afraid. Washington referenced this scripture and sentiment often, most notably in a letter outlining his hope that Jews would find a safe home in the United States. Even then, I thought of myself as a hardened cynic, but now I look back at the Hamilton-obsessed Andy and cringe. The rise in anti-Semitism, disregard for democratic ideals, contested transfer of power, and so much else leads me to ask how I could have been such a Pollyanna, weeping in my office and as I listened to a musical. But then I remember a remark Angela Hancock made in a recent sermon in Hicks Chapel. When holding new babies, people make big promises. And this morning, we are all holding a new baby, so let's make big promises. Let us promise to dream eschatological dreams about justice and peace on earth, about the bounty of the earth providing enough for all, about unity and the end of fear, and promise to act in service of those dreams. But for me, the bigger promise will be to dream all of this without embarrassment or self-consciousness. It helps that today we cradle the fulfillment of these dreams in our arms. Merry Christmas. Let us pray. Incarnate God, grant us faith to trust the promises you have made, promises that find their fulfillment in your Son. Free us from the shame that prevents us from a wholehearted embrace of your vision for the world. Help us hold the magic of the incarnation in our hearts. Amen.